Let's jump over then to what we're seeing on the livestock side of the cattle futures. They're moving higher again. Is it some beef prices concerns, though, that maybe the hot weather will curb back some of that consumption?
It's going to get pretty hot for the animals, no doubt about that. And that's going to reduce feed conversion and performance, most definitely. The other surprise was when the beef was higher, in fact, sharply higher. We're within striking distance of the recent high in the choice beef, and also within striking distance of the yearly high here, which was in February at 198.80. So that's a real surprise. I was not expecting that.
When we look at the hogs, what are your thoughts on the way they've been trading? Some decent numbers.
Wild action with the summer hogs catching and rallying now. Today, sharply higher in the August. It kind of trading, or you might say a buy the rumor, sell the fact, is the cash markets sort of topped out. The products kind of topped out. Traders who had correctly anticipated that development now seem to be coming in, covering short positions.
Could we see, Dennis, a back off maybe a little bit on purchases, both cattle and hogs, with a shortened work week next week?
Yeah, yes. They're pretty well supplied in both, I think, for the short kill week. So, yeah, that'll probably continue to see the cash hog market work lower. I'm not so sure about that cash steer market.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride.
You bet.